It's good right now. I'm not 100% yet, but it's getting there. I'm easing to camp, so.
Is it good to get the contract out of the way and now concentrate on football?
Oh, yeah, no question. It's good just to have that weight off my shoulders and not have to worry about it and going into next season or even this season. So it's good just to know and be a Bronco long term. So.
Who do you think is more relieved about getting that deal done, you or Peyton Manning?
I think me, but maybe Peyton Manning. You have to ask him, I guess.
Did you talk to him at all, or did he text you after you got your deal done?
Yeah, he texted me congratulations, and you know, we got some work to do this year. So, happy about that, and happy to be here.
How has your time changed? I mean, your approach to the game since when you first came here as a rookie. I mean, now you're considered a vet. How do you feel about that? What's changed in your game to give you more of a comfort level?
I mean, coming into a rookie, you don't know exactly what to expect, and you know, the speed of a game is a big jump and whatnot. And as a vet, you're kind of just honing into your skills and just trying to better your craft and be the best player you can. And, you know, it's a unique season for me. It's one of the best teams I've ever been on since being on the Broncos. So. A lot of expectations. I'm excited for the season.
And then the addition on the offensive line, are you excited to play with the guys that are coming in that are high profile like yourself?
Yeah, I'm excited. Offensive line, we did well last year. A couple years ago, we led the league in rushing, and then, you know, we got some great young talent, and I think we're definitely going to improve this year.
Ryan, are you healthy enough to get going right from the start, or are you going to need some time to?
I think it's going to be a little bit of time. I'm not sure how much yet, but we'll have to see.
Ryan, how important was it for you to just stay with the Broncos when you were going through this whole process, and how much did you want to stay in Denver?
I definitely want to stay in Denver. Just, you know, it's the only organization I've been with, and, you know, the loyalty or whatnot. And I just didn't want to have to move cities and all that stuff. So, you know, I love it here in Denver, and I wanted to stay, so things got done.
How much camp do you feel like you do need, especially since, you know, you spent
DOCP
away from the team?
I think I need some camp just to hone in on the new terminology or whatnot in the playbook. It's going to be a little bit of adjustment. So I definitely need camp. I mean, all players need camp. It definitely helps get ready for the season.
If you had to predict or kind of guess, I mean, what are we? July 24th, 25th, like, do you think it'll be a week or so before you could be full participation? Like, what are you gauging based on?
I'm not sure yet. You know, I have to go and see how the shoulder's feeling and and see how it's progressing. And, you know, me and Greek will make judgments at that point. So,
how difficult was it to play with that injury all season? I mean,
it wasn't all season. It was just the end of the year.
I mean,
it was difficult. You know, there's a some of the more challenging games I've ever played in my career, so definitely was tough. It wasn't easy by any means.
So you have to look forward to actually playing with some good health.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
Was it more important to get into camp, or were you really satisfied with this contract, or was it a deal where you got close enough you just really didn't want to miss camp?
It was more or less just the long term, and. You know, I definitely wanted to be here for camp. You know, I haven't been here all OTAs or anything, so that's definitely something I didn't want to miss camp or anything like that. So that was important as well.
But you came away from the negotiations happy with the contract that you signed.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and complain like Victor Cruz or anything like that. You know, I'm good with my contract.
Ryan, was there any point during last season when you turned down the $50 million contract that you were thinking, man, maybe I should have taken that? Or, I know you bet on yourself and you won big, but it was quite a risky tip.
Not really. Maybe towards the end of the season when my shoulder was a little banged up, I was maybe regretting it a little bit. But, I mean, I was confident in my skills, and I knew what I can do and knew what I can, you know, achieve and improve. So it wasn't any regret at that point.
What were your line mates' reaction?
I mean, a lot of people were looking at me sideways, you know, turn that down as they should. So it's part of the business. So I just ran with it.
Did Dr. Andrews give you a timeline?
Not exactly, but we'll be talking with him over the next couple of weeks or whatnot, so to see where I should be at.